Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A group of Harvard Law School professors say the school's new policies for handling sexual assault are out of balance badly. 28 law school faculty members signed on to a strongly worded op-ed in today's Boston Globe, saying the policies are weighted against the accused and need to be changed. Harvard is one of dozens of schools around the country under federal investigation for its response to sex assaults. In response, Harvard officials say they stand by the new rules. For more, we turn now to one of the professors who signed on to the op-ed, Elizabeth Barthollet. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
So you and this group of lawyers say this new policy is biased against accusers. In fact, the language says that the procedures lack the most basic elements of fairness and due process and are overwhelmingly stacked against the accused. How so?
Well, we feel they're unfair to the accused in many respects, but I'll just mention a couple. One, there's no hearing. I think most people have the sense that if you're accused of something serious where the consequences can be being thrown out of your law school, your opportunity to have a future career in the law, that it matters to have a hearing where you have a chance to confront the witnesses against you, ask them questions directly or through a lawyer of your choice, and have a chance to make your own case. I think another really major problem is that all functions are merged in terms of investigation, prosecution, and adjudication. And we feel it's impossible to think that your judge is impartial when the judge comes from and is part of the very same office that is investigating the facts against you, that is prosecuting the facts against you in front of the adjudicator, and then through the adjudicator deciding them.
Do you then think that this new policy puts a presumption of guilt on the accused as opposed to the presumption of innocence?
I wouldn't put it quite that way. I would say that this new policy appears to be overwhelmingly stacked in the direction of suppressing what federal officials want to characterize as sexual harassment, and has no balance in it, no appropriate understanding that there's a mix of interests here, that of course we should protect women and men against sexual violence and misconduct, but we also have to protect in an academic institution the ability of all to speak. And when one prohibits verbal conduct, as these rules do, which means speech, as broadly as they do, and without any sense for the other side, then there's a problem.
So what do you want?
We want the university, as we say in this statement, to begin again. We think the process by which it came up with these rules was flawed from the get-go, because what they apparently did was simply to defer to demands from the federal officials who went way beyond the law themselves in terms of the demands they made. So we want the process to start again, Harvard to appoint an appropriate committee that would have extensive faculty involvement from the different schools, and enact a new sexual harassment policy that would appropriately balance the different interests.
But considering the fact that Harvard's out with a statement saying it stands by this policy in the wake of your letter, what do you think the chances are?
I hope that Harvard University will reconsider that. I think it's had not much time. I'm not sure they imagined that there would be as much concern at the law school and, as I understand it, elsewhere in the university. I cannot believe they thought through what they were doing, and I hope they will reconsider.
Tenured faculty member at Harvard Law, Professor Elizabeth Barthollet, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob.